Obama exposed the game. Barack Obama proved that you can come from nowhere and make it all the way to the Oval Office. He is proof that you don't need political pedigree, strong connections, or even much experience to win. Case in point, here is AOC. Where did she come from? How did she establish herself so prominently? Instead, you need a masterful strategy and skilled execution. A friend who's a political strategist spent 6 months deconstructing Obama's 2008 winning campaign. And while I'm not at liberty to divulge details, that winning formula involved the strategic targeting of individual votes and choosing, in minute detail, the specific words he would use to influence voters district by district. On top of this, Obama drove his campaign with powerful messaging. Yes, we can. Hope and change. And he used powerful iconography, such as the bold Shepherd Fairy Hope poster. Obama knew that the power of messaging is not based in what an audience actually thinks, but in how it responds. He figured out how to grab the attention of an audience, charge it up, and inspire people to get in the face of neighbors and co-workers to bring them along for the ride. Perhaps most importantly, though, Obama understood the power of communications and trained himself for masterful delivery. The revolutionary playbook that Obama laid out in 08 set forth a winning campaign strategy. But judging by the tactics of the 16 candidates, you'd think no one was paying attention. What didn't they learn? Hillary for president. Jeb! 2016. What didn't these candidates learn from Obama's winning campaigns? Contrast his groundbreaking messaging, yes we can, hope, change, to Hillary's, I'm with her. Huh? And make her story. What? An aside here, think of Dale Carnegie's principle, appeal to other people's self-interest. Her story. Is it about her? Or about you and the voters? So whereas Hillary's messaging is self-centered and essentially impotent, Obama's is about us and what we are all rallying to do. Just as Hillary ran as a woman, Obama could have run on the issue of race alone, but he led with powerful messaging. With the exception of Trump, the only 2016 candidate who came close to organizing a movement and capturing some of the Obama magic was Bernie Sanders, with his Feel the Burn. But that doesn't imply always good things, does it? But even still, he was missing a crucial piece of the puzzle. Bernie's A Future to Believe In is better than Ted Cruz's stilted. Get ready for this one. Join the movement of courageous conservatives. But neither had near the clout of either of Trump's slogans, let alone his full deck of messaging. And the other candidates in the field fare even worse with their unremarkable attempts at messaging. Just like Mitt Romney and John McCain, who were outmatched by Obama's winning playbook, this new crop of candidates has failed to create a winning game plan. Consider the most obvious lesson to be gleaned from Obama. Droning on about boring policy details is a losing strategy. Yet who among the field heeded this principle? Look at them already, the 2020 candidates. How many of them actually get it? Do any of them get it? With their little
7-point plans and their policy initiatives. Yeah, that really sells.
And they're all selling the same policies. So it doesn't matter if there's 23 of them, if they're all showing up with the same lame approach.